it's great to hear people's testimonies. I think because the Bible is a story of God and his people, and we can hear and find out and be inspired by God's story in other people's life and their journey. So I'm going to listen to Paul and see where God speaks to me and inspires me and teaches me more about himself and his journey with us through Paul's story.
Hope this lasts. Great morning, everybody. This is going to be half a century in a few minutes, so bear with me. And I guess I ought to start at the beginning. I was born at an early age. I grew up in a family that didn't really do spiritual. If you ask my mum and dad, they would say they believed in God. That's the box they'd tick on any form they had to fill in. They sometimes went to church. But faith really wasn't anything that shaped their lives. It wasn't talked about, and it really wasn't anything that shaped our family life. So really, it wasn't that that the family was, you know, opposed to God, it just was ignoring God. But God wasn't going to allow that to carry on. So in his wisdom, he moved the family from the Midlands to Manchester when I was about 10. And part of that move meant I went to a new school, and it happened to be the local C of E primary school, simply because it was the most convenient school to where we ended up living, not because of its connections with church. But through that school, I did get connected in with the local Anglican church, and before long, I was in the church choir. Hard to believe, but true. For me, though, it really was no more than a social activity. I enjoyed it. It was good. But it meant that through my teenage years, I was going to church very regularly, usually twice every Sunday. But over those years, I don't think, I certainly don't remember, ever hearing the gospel explained. It may have been. If so, I wasn't listening. Sorry. But I honestly don't think it was. Teenage years end as they do, and I go off to university as a regular churchgoer, but with very little knowledge of the gospel. So I end up at university, and the natural thing to do seems to be to start going on to college chapel, join the Christian Union, had the right label, went on to college chapel, and found it was very similar to the church I'd left back home. Joined the Christian Union and found it was a bit different. Made some really good friends, Christian friends in the Christian Union, who were very kind to me. And actually, there's something different about them. I mean, they took their faith seriously. They studied the Bible as though it's supposed to change your life. They prayed like they meant it. So they really got me thinking. And with them, I started going to a church that really explained the gospel well. And so that was really the story of my first year at university. Went back home for a few weeks in the summer at the end of that first year and had a bit of time. And I spent quite a lot of that summer reading scripture, praying, really just processing all that happened in the year. And it was during that period that I really committed my life to God and accepted that the truth of the gospel. So I guess my coming to faith was founded in the witness of a few good Christian friends at university, and then grounded in believing that what they believed was true. For me, it wasn't about finding a life philosophy that would work. It had to be true, and that's the point at which I believed not only is it good, but it's true. So back to university for year two and year three, and I grew as a Christian. Learned more about God and the scriptures. That continued after graduation when I moved to London. I joined a church there that really majored on Bible teaching and Bible study, learning it for yourself. And I'm so grateful these years later for the foundations of Bible knowledge laid in those years. I'm also grateful for that church because that's where I met Ray. We got to know each other. And so when we got married, the first thing we did was leave the church. Because we left London, we came to Bristol. And the second thing we did was we got stuck into a local church in Bristol. And before long, we were starting a family. And carried on with life in the new city. And I guess for getting on for the next 20 years, I lived as a Christian, but really looking back, I was doing it very much in my own strength. I was totally convinced I was saved by the cross. I studied scripture and tried to apply it in my life, but a lot of it was in my own effort. And that seemed to get harder and harder. So, it's hard to describe really, but it was as though God was real but distant. Everything was just seemed like hard work, and I guess I'd summarise my sense of what Christianity was then as try harder in gratitude for what God's done for you. That didn't feel like life in all its fullness that Scripture promised. There wasn't a lot of power, no great sense of God's presence, not a lot of joy. And so, over time, I think actually there's got to be more than this. And over time, started to learn more about the Holy Spirit and his work in my life and in the world. I also tried listening to God's voice and found occasionally I seemed to hear something. Realised that he'd been speaking all the time, I just hadn't been listening. And so the journey continued. And a big step along the journey for me was doing the Living Free course about 8 years ago. Chris and Alice were leading it. It was brilliant. The course was great. Gave me a really fresh understanding of things like the two realms, my authority and power as a Christian in Christ. But actually, it was the prayer ministry that made the difference. I remember the first time I had freedom prayer. Ask somebody from Hope if you don't know what that jargon means. But basically, a few people prayed for me and were asking God, what is it that's stopping me walking in the life that he had for me? And the stronghold that came back was unbelief, with a side order of insignificance. My first reaction was to say, nah. I mean, I'm totally convinced I'm saved. I've been studying the Bible for 25 years. I think I've got a reasonably good understanding of the gospel. What do you mean, unbelief? But then God sort of spoke to me and actually revealed, you're missing the point here slightly. Yeah, you've got all that, those facts, and you know those things, but you don't believe that I'm around and active in your life as an individual. And I guess that's true. I thought God had far more important things to do than worry about me. And that really was a revelation that God's involved in my life, interested in my life, and that if only I will tap into that, he will lead me, he will guide me, he'll change me. I didn't believe that, now I do. And of course the journey goes on, as it does for all of us. I still find it horribly easy to slip back into doing things in my own strength. But I guess along the way, I have knocked down a few strongholds. And I now know that God is for me and is there for me, if only I just remember to listen to his voice. So that's the story so far.
Thanks, Paul. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you that your gospel is good news, that you are good news, that your kingdom is good news. And I thank you that even though sometimes the church, though it's not bad news, sometimes it's no news, and that's sometimes worse. But I thank you that through Paul's story, we can hear how he got good news. But it's not good news for once, that it continues to be good news, that it's a journey that we walk with you, and there are layers and layers, and we keep discovering more and more of your good news for us, that we are transformed as our mind is renewed in understanding and walking out your good news. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you for that. And we're going to worship.